Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me. I'm Jill Bloom, group publisher of Roofing Contractor, Walls and Ceilings, and Building Enclosure. And thank you for joining me today for an exciting conversation with Anna Anderson. Anna is the CEO of Art Unlimited and is the perfect person to ask non-traditional marketing questions that are just truly the heartbeat of every successful business. Art Unlimited was actually started by Anna's father. So she has grown up around marketing her entire life. And what I think is really cool is that her primary focus is understanding the construction industry. Anna, thank you so much for joining me.
Always a pleasure. Thanks so much, Jill, for having me.
Absolutely. So Anna, as we were just talking about before we got on, Best of Success is coming up, and you worked with so many different contractors that have been features in Roofing Contractor. And I know that there was one contractor that you met down at the beach of Marco Island at Best of Success, Victor's Roofing. And, you know, Victor has been such a special person to us, someone who has spoken before at Best of Success as a contractor. And he is grown so much from really like a small shop here in the southeastern Detroit market to really a huge force. And I hear his advertising everywhere. I see his trucks driving around. They're all wrapped and they look really great. But what I thought would be really cool to talk about today, which is so important for every contractor to hear, not just roofing, whether you're walls and ceilings or roofing contractor. Can you talk about what are some of the things that has really made Victor a success and been able to grow from really just like we were talking about, a small force to a huge force?
Yeah, it's been an honor to work alongside Victor and his team for quite a few years here and see them as a company continue to develop. One thing that I admire about Victor is his ability to live in the issues and opportunities of today, but he's always asking for what are the opportunities for tomorrow. So let's look at how do we thrive in today's current economy, feed the company, but what are we looking forward to and are we testing it? Are we sowing into the future? And I think that's a mindset that not everyone has. You need to understand that in marketing, if you want to be that leader in the space that you serve, you have to have that mindset. You have to sow into today, but always look towards the future. Victor does that so well. He is always saying, Anna, how can we connect to the beta tests? How do we look at the future and build towards that? I will be honest, his campaigns that roll out today have been developed or in the cooker 6 months ago. And in some cases, we started developing them a year prior. There is very little reaction to how to drive the marketing strategy for Victor. It's very well thought out. And the brand is so strategically developed that when the consumer connects with the brand, they understand who Victor is, what they can successfully receive through his company, and what the results will be. And that's not just a campaign that you can pull off of a shelf. So I hope that that kind of words of wisdom of think of your marketing for today, but also always look towards the future. And you're going to take risk when you look towards the future. And not everybody wants to take that risk.
Yeah. So what you were saying that he's always analyzing. And so what would you say would be the top two things that every contractor should be consistently analyzing?
First off, you need to have a budget and you need to make sure that you look at that budget and understand that performance has to be achieved. That's where you're going to be analyzing. You're going to invest in the marketing. And then from there, you recognize your return on certain forms of marketing will sometimes be immediate. And in other cases, there's a long-term reward that occurs. So every bucket within that budget has different parameters. From there, then you're going to analyze what is the performance of that marketing strategy. And in some cases, you're going to be looking at different metrics. You're going to look at this marketing strategy was direct conversions, where phone calls or form submissions or direct requests for service on a face-to-face level occur. And in other cases, you're going to measure against the brand and the brand awareness. So there was just recently a study done where we measured what is the awareness of the brand within the region that's served. And that was a result of a multitude of different campaigns that we wanted to saturate the brand to ensure that Victor's was the number one company that consumers thought of. So always, when you're running marketing, you want to measure it. But what I find is many people will measure too quickly, or they don't have a strategy in which to measure it. So you need to name it, name what those dollars are going to go towards. Critically think about the messaging, the creative, the audience that's going to engage with it. And then what is the duration before you summarize and analyze, was that investment effective or not? Because it's, again, it's not always instantaneous.
Well, let's start from the beginning though, because I think one of the toughest questions is, what's the budget?
Yeah, 100%.
That's always one of those crazy moments where you're like, I don't know, you know, how do you guide your contractors to come up with what should their budget be? And how, and within that budget, there's buckets, right? Like you were just talking about. So what's the, is there a certain percentage of sales that you should always be allocating? Like, how does that work? How do you guide those decisions?
Yeah, great question. So I always look at what is the percentile of the overarching company budget that is going to go towards marketing. On the small side, you're going to be between that 1-3% of your finances are going to go towards marketing. Then you're going to have a audience who's going to be between the 4-6% will go towards cost of marketing. And in some cases, when you want to achieve aggressive growth, we see some contractors are going into the 10-12% of their overall revenue is going towards the cost of marketing. What you need to understand is who your competitors are, what is the value of the brand within the market that you serve. If you're a well-known brand, usually your cost of marketing is much lower. So on average, I would recommend people spend between 3-4%, and in some cases, 5% cost of marketing for your overall revenue. And that then is taken and put into different buckets. So let's talk about big buckets. One of the top performing buckets that we see is repeat referral, friends and family bucket. That's your customer base that has the highest conversion. And it's also where you can really leverage your reviews and reputation within the community you serve. Then you're going to have your digital space where people might have heard about you, but they're not 100% sure if they should go with you. So they're going to do some research. And then we see other buckets where you're going to have different people who are going to connect maybe through some traditional media, or they might go through a community campaign. And the buckets continue to become more granular in nature, but they all have importance. So naming those buckets, Jill, you'd be so surprised when you look at one of our clients recommended a budget sheet for marketing. Like, yeah. Oh my goodness, Anna, you have how many rows? And they're all slightly different as far as what the type of marketing is named within that budget sheet. But every dollar has a name. So once you get that percentile, then you need to start to break it apart. Look historically at how you spent, and then begin to be strategic about your future budgeting and stick to it. That's one of Victor's successes. Times will always get tough, right? And then you have good times and you say, maybe I don't need to spend as much. But one thing that Victor does well is he never backs off the gas when it comes to marketing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, one of the things that I know he does really well is a radio campaign here on a local AM station, WJR. And how did you help him pick that? And again, like, there's no doubt he does not take his foot off the gas because they are always consistently advertising on that particular radio station.
Well, I think one of the key things is understanding your target persona, the type of consumer that connects with your product or service that you provide. And once you identify who that persona is, you need to look at where do they work, where do they play, and what is the pain point, and kind of how can you loop all of those together? And that's what Victor has done very well. And internally, he's a great marketer himself. And so the radio station has been a great form of expanding his brand, making sure that his target consumer that and his persona does listen to that station. They are hearing his message on a consistent basis, and he has a fabulous spokesperson. You know, let's step out of the construction industry and step into social. What Victor has done well is has that spokesperson. But what we see in social media today is we have influencers that we're buying products off of anytime they're talking about something, right? I'm guilty of it. And Jill, you've probably bought something off of social from somebody selling.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And Victor has taken that into the radio space and beyond, where he's understands the value of someone else championing his brand and helping to share his purpose, his cause, and his passion. And that resonates with people. So that's a tip as well. Who in your community can you connect with that will expand your audience?
So is his spokesperson somebody that is an employee, or is that somebody that is external from his company?
It is external. So we look at external spokespeople or champions, influencers that are well connected with the target persona and customer base that we want that brand to be infused within.
Well, I think that that's another great topic we're going to have to cover next time, is how do you pick a spokesperson? Because that is something that clearly has been extremely helpful for him and could be extremely helpful for other contractors as well. But Anna, thank you so much for all your insight. It's always fun to talk about Victor because he's just done some incredible things.
He has, and I will do a shameless plug. Jill, you helped me meet Victor at the first Best of Success that I attended, and it is truly an amazing event because contractors like Victor and many other successful contractors come to that event. So if you're listening to this episode, definitely check out the Best of Success conference information put on by Roofing Contractor, because that's where powerful leaders who think critically congregate.
Oh, well, that's great. I'm so glad. I love that you guys met there for the first time, because it truly is it's a special place, Best of Success. I love it. I can't believe it's going to how 19 years we've been putting this on, but yes, December 4th to the 6th in 2022 in Scottsdale, Arizona, for anybody who needs more information. But Anna, if anyone has any questions for you, how do they reach you?
For sure. So you can reach me at artunlimitedusa.com. Go to the Contact Us page, and either truly myself or one of our team members will follow up with you. We're always happy to help answer any questions that this episode may have sparked.
Sounds great. And if anybody has any questions for us, it's roofingcontractor.com, wconline.com, or buildingenclosureonline.com. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for all our free content. Of course, check out the details for Best of Success. But most importantly, stay safe and healthy. And we can't wait to talk to you next time. Thanks, Anna.